In front of us lies an intriguing painting titled Garden and Estate, created by the talented artist Cassandra Lau. This piece presents a captivating visual narrative through a remarkable blend of several housing estates, intricately woven to create a cohesive urban landscape. At first glance, viewers might notice the dominating presence of block-like structures, created through solid shapes and flat forms. The colors play a pivotal role here. They range from earthy tones of muted greens and soft beiges to vibrant yellows and bold whites. This variety creates a certain warmth and liveliness within the austere nature of the buildings. Lau's brushstrokes seem to breathe life into the surfaces. The textures range from the smoothness of painted walls to the rougher, more tactile feel of the windows and balconies. As we delve deeper into the composition, one might observe the strategic arrangement of the elements. The buildings stack elegantly, their characteristics layered upon each other in a vertical dance that invites the viewer's gaze to wander upward. Some windows frame glimpses of domestic life, hanging laundry, potted plants, and even small glimpses of shadows that hint at the presence of inhabitants. The interplay of light and shadow plays a significant part here, suggesting depth and dimension, while also drawing attention to the often overlooked details of communal living. Many people find that this painting provokes a complex array of feelings, perhaps stirring nostalgia or curiosity about urban life. The layered textures and contrasting colors evoke a sense of vibrancy and activity, leaving viewers contemplating the stories behind these facades. As they engage with the scene, one might wonder about the lives being lived in these spaces. What stories do these walls hold? Viewers might also feel a sense of connection to the broader community depicted here, prompting reflections on their experiences of urban living. Now, think about your own experiences. How do you interact with spaces that resemble those in this painting? Are they places of comfort, isolation, or perhaps nostalgia? The buildings in Garden and Estate serve not only as structures but also as symbols of familiarity and shared experiences. As viewers explore these communal environments, they might find themselves recalling time spent in similar locations, urban apartments, crowded neighborhoods, or even their own housing complexes. The colors and shapes may influence how we interpret our own living spaces. Do they feel comforting, or do they evoke a sense of entrapment? Furthermore, this painting presents an opportunity for deeper engagement. As we gather around it, how might we discuss the nature of urban life today? The way communities are shaped and the blending of different cultural influences reflected in architecture can be significant topics for dialogue. Lau's artistic choices prompt us to consider the multifaceted relationships that people have with their homes and neighborhoods. In reflecting on the various elements of the painting, viewers might ponder what aspects of urban living they find appealing or challenging. Broadening our view, we can see that Garden and Estate transcends a simple depiction of residential buildings. It becomes a dialogue piece about culture, identity, and belonging. This artwork presents a unique opportunity to connect individual experiences to larger social themes. It raises questions about how such living arrangements affect personal lives and relationships. How do these high-density living conditions foster connection or isolation among residents? In an age where urbanization is rapidly changing the landscape of societies, Lau's work prompts us to reflect on what it truly means to live in a community. As you take a moment to consider this, ask yourself, what feelings or thoughts does Garden and Estate evoke in you, and how might these reflections connect with your own experiences of space and community?